We are joined in the studio now by Mary Bew. Mary is an indie musician and yoga studio owner based in Minneapolis. I think we're going to have some interesting conversations about that tonight. But she's especially a performer, and she's here in the studio now with her ukulele. And Mary, I'm just going to turn it over to you to get going.
Awesome. I'll kick it off with this ukulele song. Thanks for having me. It's a competition, how bad I feel compared to how bad you feel. My pain, my sorrow is darker than yours. I need a little more to win. It's a competition. I love you more than you could ever love me. My love is bigger than heaven and earth. It's deeper than all seven of the seas. It's a competition that you'll never win. Somebody's always got you beat. Your highest highs, your lowest lows come crashing down like that great sequoia tree. Ooh. You'll never feel as bad as me. My pain shoots to the depths of hell, and my hell is hotter than anyone else's. It's hotter than the hottest lava melt. Ooh. As the lava cools into the sea, a new piece of earth is born. Nature doesn't care about you or me, so forgive us our sins. Let's move on. Let's move on.
Very nice. Mary Bew. Mary Bew with the Roadhouse debut. Have you been on the Roadhouse before, Mary?
I have not been on the Roadhouse.
Love it.
I've been on other things. Pledge Drive.
Nice.
Ages ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for stopping by before your show tonight.
Absolutely.
At the Wunderbar across the street. 8 o'clock or so, you'll be taking the stage. And you're up from the Twin Cities area?
Yep. I played in Ely last night and was in the cities before that.
So. Oh, nice. Yeah. So maybe beat the traffic a little?
I did. Thursday, cut straight up and left at noon. So
nice.
Missed most of the chaos. Lots of construction.
Nice.
Everywhere. But
yeah, there's two seasons in Minnesota.
Exactly.
Hey, but luckily there are all those beautiful flowers along the road wherever there's the construction. There's still beautiful flowers, you know?
Right. So many.
This year. Positive over there.
Yeah, thank you.
And butterflies. Don't forget the butterflies.
Yes.
Right. Tons of milkweed. I need this inspiration. Well, and you seem like a really positive gal yourself, Mary.
Well, for the most part, yeah. I mean, I feel like I get out my negative emotions through music, so most of my music is depressing. But then
deep.
I'm positive. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
go there.
I go there.
Yeah.
It's cathartic for me.
Well.
And then I'm able to be, chilling the rest of the life. I try.
Yeah. And that includes your yoga practice?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. And yoga, too, is super, keeps me, it's helped me so much.
Mm-hmm.
Stay sane, stay able to converse with humans such as yourselves mm-hmm. out of the blue. Mm-hmm. Just got invited a couple days ago, you know?
Yeah. Thanks for being on the spot.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear some more great music.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to stay with this sort of... So this is the G-rated version of this. I did an artist residency in Taos, New Mexico last winter for 3 months. And this one came to me when I was hanging out by the Rio Grande Gorge. So let's see here. For miles on this parched earth, once flowed with lava, then a river burst. And now the snow falls on the sage. When that big storm comes, the earth's got a rage. I had a vision, great lakes were drained, Superior Desert was her new name. Eagles cry, barn owls screech. When that big storm comes, it's not gonna be good. Oh my God, have you forsaken me? All the gods are laughing now as the earth starts cracking and a bone snapping and the walls come crashing down. Ooh. Ooh. Oh my love, he's a brutal force. You can hear him coming on his big black horse, and he's got friends high and low. When that big storm comes, they all gotta go. Oh my God, have you forsaken me? All the gods are laughing now as the earth starts cracking and the bones start snapping and walls come crashing down. Ooh. Ganesha to tear down the walls. I prayed in Shemayo, protect those I love. I bow to the east, I bow to the west. When that big storm comes, nobody's gonna be left. I bow to Ganesha to tear down the walls. I prayed in Shemayo, I bow to the east, I bow to the west. When that big storm comes, nobody's gonna be left. Oh my God, have you forsaken me? All the gods are laughing now as the earth starts cracking and the bones start snapping and the walls come crashing down as the earth starts cracking and the bones start snapping and the walls come crashing down. Ooh. Ooh.
Nice.
Thank you. Deep. A little apocalyptic, but
yeah, like you say, deep.
Thanks.
Doomy. Gloomy.
But
solid.
Yeah. And you can certainly imagine it if you've been out in the desert in the Southwest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where things were once very much alive, but also where lava flowed and all that stuff. And now it's, you know, it's barren, yet there's still life there.
Oh, yeah. So. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Bighorn sheep and jackrabbits, sage.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Dry heat.
Yep, dry heat.
We're talking to Mary Bew. She is appearing tonight at the Wonder Bar after 8, and she's up from the Twin Cities with a very interesting sound, I would say. Very beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And lyrics that are make you think.
That's good.
Right? Like design.
And even maybe like feel a bit. Oh. Seems to be a fair amount of intimacy there.
True, true. I actually am... My predominant instrument is piano, but I was lazy and I didn't feel like dragging the piano into, well, the keyboard into the studio today. So, but I'll do most of the set on piano with a little sprinkling of a guitar. So,
and will you have the piano at the Wonder Bar
yes.
tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So for people who are listening in right now and you're wanting to hear more and hear it with piano, the Wonder Bar tonight.
Exactly.
After 8. Well, reading your bio here, Mary, you it looks like you've covered hundreds of thousands of miles.
Yes.
That's no small feat. You've been all over the nation.
Yeah.
I've 44 played, states?
Yep, almost every state.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How many years have you been at this?
My first gig was in 1998. So 20 years.
Hey, that's like WTIP.
Yes, it totally is. What a coincidence. It's the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
Here we all are.
Yeah. Got it dialed in.
For sure.
Wow. So what's maybe some memorable venue? What was some place you played that just blew you away?
Blew me away. Well, back to Taos, they have this place called the Taos Mesa Brewery. And it's like... Do you know what earthships are?
No.
So earthships are like, so this place is not an earthship, but it sort of like looks like one. So imagine like driving out over the mesa and there are these like structures that look like spaceships, but they're like built into the ground and they're all made of like it's like permaculture. So like it's the buildings themselves are like alive. It's like it's mud, and then they use like recycled like old tires for insulation, and the light comes in. They build like mosaics with beer bottles and like just gorgeous mosaics with that. But this this Mesa Brewery has a lot of those elements, very earth friendly, and it's just like wide open and like a big open brewery, and so that was pretty stunning, really beautiful. I played weird places, like I used to play at the Whole Foods grocery store deli every week when I lived in Rhode Island, and like I do weddings, I do funerals, and just all sorts of, you know.
You're a professional musician.
Yeah. You did.
This is the glamorous life.
Exactly.
Well, no, you've got a great voice, sound, and albums out. It looks like... The Majesty of the Beast. Sorry, that was last year's.
Yep, last big, year.
Quite a reception for that
it
album.
It did. It was a 4-song wonder.
Yeah.
Just an EP, but yeah, it got some good press.
Yeah,
it was
best
really grateful.
Music list for the Minneapolis Star and Tribune and number 3 in the City Pages for like album of the year type thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you so much.
You got any track from that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I would. I'll do the title track, The Majesty of Beasts.
Mary Bew, live on the Roadhouse.
Thank you. Thighs the beating of wings in the sky, the flipping of fins under the ice, lungs taking in oxygen down in the deeps of the night. I recognize the majesty of trees, towering pines cover the sky on branches where the monarchs lie. Your birch bark canoe gonna take us to that island where the palm trees sway. It's a fantasy, it's lost at sea, as the Amazon dies for your beef. I recognize the majesty of you and me. Fingers grip the trigger, eyes stare down the shaft, another life gone too fast. It's your only one, staring into a gun, you won't come back, turn like on TV. It's a tragedy, a comedy, humans making fools, what else could it be? I recognize the majesty of beasts. Ivory tusks, abalone shells, all the pretty things we want on our walls. A peacock's plumes, a shark's sharp tooth, a rabbit's fur to keep us warm. Lie with me, dear, in front of the fire. Don't tell me now that it's too late. I recognize the majesty of beasts. Thundering hooves and milky eyes, the power of a horse's thigh, the beating of wings in the sky, the flipping of fins under the ice, lungs taking in oxygen down in the deeps of the night.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Mary Bew, live in the Roadhouse with the title track off of her album, The Majesty of the Beast, speaking for the animals.
Yes.
Which you are an advocate for.
Yes. Vegan, almost 5 years now. Nice. So I do activism through my music. I'm not like a big out there holding signs or anything, but through music, and I have a pretty intense video called Veal, if any of our listeners are on the YouTube, mm-hmm. and it's sung from the perspective of a veal calf. Mm-hmm. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. Yes. But yeah, I like my yoga studio. We go to Veg Fest, which is the big vegetarian festival in the cities every year. And so that's been super fun. And I think I'm going to be leading a yoga class there this fall, September 15th.
Nice.
So yeah, vegetarians out there want to make the trip.
So you must find Minnesota as a welcoming, progressive community for what it's worth.
Yeah, being in Minneapolis right now, it's like a great time to be vegan. There's this new, it's about 2 years old, but it's a new business called the Herbivorous Butcher. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
You've heard of it? Yeah, yeah, awesome, yeah. Awesome. So yeah, it's like a plant-based butcher shop. So all of the meats are made out of plants, but they're like shaped like
to resemble meat and to taste like meat, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually like most of their consumers are not vegans, but they're omnivores looking to reduce their meat consumption just for variety and for environment and stuff like that. So like Meatless Monday type, you know. Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's great. It's really fun and lots of great restaurants. And
what's the name of that again?
It's called the Herbivorous Butcher.
That's a mouthful.
I know. herbivorous. I don't know. How would you say it? I say herbivorous. But.
Love it. Love it. Mary Bew appearing tonight at the Wonder Bar across the street. Have you been to that place yet?
I have. I've been there 2 or 3 times now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love it. It's so fun. I knew Jason from Duluth when I used to live there. Jason does the booking there. So
nice.
Yeah.
Small world.
It is a small world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I learned that Terry, one of the owners, used to work at Lucia's restaurant, which was in Minneapolis. And I also worked there. I just learned that today. I was doing a little research on the Wonder Bar. And
nice.
So, yeah, I'm going to talk to her about that if she's there tonight. So.
Yeah. That's at 8 o'clock. Mary Bew live at the Wonder Bar. And we've got her live in the Roadhouse right now for just a few more songs.
All right.
Two more?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tune up real quick.
Yeah. Well, you do that.
Talk amongst yourself for a second.
I will let folks know that WTIP would love to welcome Welsh Wall Covering and Painting LLC as our newest business underwriter. Please join us in thanking them for their support.
Awesome. This one's called Little Bird. And have you had Charlie Parr up here before?
Sure.
Yay. So like on the recording of the song, he plays slide guitar. So that is on the internet. Little Bird. Nice. You can find that. Wish he was here with me right now. Who knows where he is? Maybe he's in Australia. He goes everywhere. Oops. Seems funny, you're making decisions for me. The lights of the city speak the summer to me. Who's that knocking on the door? No eavesdropping no more. And that little bird down the hall, what's that little bird singing about now? Lay beside me. Try and reach me until you complete me. Yeah, who's there knocking on the door? No eavesdropping no more. Singing about
stand as someone I adore hiding there. There's someone I adore hiding there. Ooh, who's there knocking on the door? No eavesdropping no more. What's that little bird singing about now? What's that little bird singing about now? What's that little bird singing about now?
Little bird.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary Bew. Thank you. We got time for one more.
All right, perfect. Well, I'm going to do the one that I just put a video out for, but I'll do the radio-friendly version. It's called The Things I Left in Duluth. We'll call it that. So there are two videos. One is radio-friendly, one is not. but since I just put the video out, I would love everyone to go watch it on YouTube or on my website. MaryBew.com. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for
being on.
I left a broken dishwasher. I left a toaster oven too. I left bins full of clothes and boxes of books and bits of my heart I left there too. Of all the things I left in Duluth, the bins full of clothes and the boxes full of books, of all the things I'll miss the most is you. I left that broken dishwasher. I took some tables to Goodwill. I got a coupon at Savers for 20% off, but it probably expires way too soon. Of all the things I left in Duluth, the bins full of clothes and the boxes full of books, of all the things I left in Duluth, the thing I'll miss the most is you. It doesn't really matter if you stay or you go. When you find your home, you really find your home. It travels with you like a turtle shell to heaven or hell. You make it so. Oh, all the things I left in Duluth, the bins full of clothes and the boxes full of books. The things I left. The thing I'll miss the most, the thing I'll miss the most is you.
Nice. Nice. Mary Bew, thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Have a great show at the Wonder Bar tonight, 8 o'clock.
Love Grand Marais. Thanks for having me.